Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we're going to check in with somebody who I followed for quite some time. He knows his stuff when it comes to football, all sports, but I follow him with his football. Does Conference USA, does a really nice podcast on SB, and also covers FIU. And he could tell us just about anything that we need to know about Conference USA or certainly FIU. Eric Henry is kind enough to join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Blue, for having me on. It's been a bit of a tumultuous 24 hours, obviously, with the passing of Manuel Lubin, but, you know, I'm glad to make some time and come on the show tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Emmanuel, I knew Emmanuel since he was 9 years old, growing up in North Miami Beach, and his coach, Jeff Bertani, who we had on the show last week as well. So, yeah, I can understand where everybody's mind and their hearts are tonight, and in our prayers to his family. I know them, the entire family, extremely well, and I'm glad that you brought that up because that was a very important part. I mean, I heard Furman Silva talking about his impact, you know, what he left, his legacy, and it's pretty nice to hear, you know, a teammate and a friend come out that way. Eric, you had an opportunity to kind of like see what's ahead in Conference USA. FIU and FAU are in the top 3-4 in their preseason poll. Talk about this conference, because it looks like to me it's getting stronger and stronger every year.
It really is, Blue. And here's the thing about it. You have a lot of coaches in this league who really know how to recruit. I mean, you mentioned it. FAU, Lane Kiffin. FIU, Butch Davis. Now you head outside of the state of Florida. You go to Rice. You got Mike Bloomgren. You're talking about a guy who comes from that Stanford tree. You're there with David Shaw. He knows how to recruit. Bill Clark at UAB. I mean, talk about the story that program was, getting shut down. Literally coming back from the dead, right? You know, they get shut down. Bill Clark sticks it out, decides to ride the course, and now conference champs. He's a great recruiter.
Yep.
So this league is really getting stronger and stronger. And I'm just going to give you one step you here. You're talking about a program that they have 47 prospects they signed over the past two seasons, who are the 3- or 4-star recruits. And that's not just unique to FIU as much as it is this league is getting a lot of 3- and 4-star recruits.
Yeah.
So you can get the nail on the head. Conference USA is getting stronger and stronger every year.
You know, Eric, 2 years ago, maybe when was Butch Davis's first spring? 3 years ago? Was it two, 3 years ago? We were sitting in the stands and looking at the roster, and there, believe it or not, there were more kids from Jacksonville, from Jacksonville than Broward County. And I said, there is your problem right there. Their recruiting got so out of hand in the previous administration that they gave up totally on South Florida, which was a huge mistake. So fast forward 2 years, this last spring, I went over and showed Butch Davis. I said, remember when I showed you that listing a couple years ago with the Jacksonville-dominated areas? They had 8 kids from Jacksonville. I couldn't even believe it. But when you look at it today, it's stacked with Dade Broward. Yeah, you got kids from other parts of the state and other parts of the country, you know, that maybe some of the coaches had, you know, had a pretty good, you know, in with before they came here. But on the overall, it's made up the way that Butch Davis talked about when he was at Miami. 50-mile radius, we have the talent to win the national title. He was right. Same type of kids. You know, obviously they're not recruiting at a Power 5 level. But the kids, as you mentioned, that they're bringing in are big-time talent. And they've competed. The South Florida kids, you bring in, now what do they have, 6-7 kids from Booker T. Washington. But look at where that Booker T. Washington run took them, Eric, in 3-4 years. They went to Vegas. They played in Georgia against the number 2 team in the country. They were up for a national title. So they get kids coming in who have that ice water in their veins, and they're ready to compete, you know, right away. So do you understand, don't you believe that that's made the biggest difference in this program?
without question, Blue. And this is no slight on Ron Turner, who, by all accounts, he's a good man, a solid football coach, but he just wasn't the best fit to recruit at FIU because you hit the nail on the head. Why are you recruiting from Jacksonville? And that's not to say that the talent in the state, if you go to the Jacksonville's, Orlando's, Tampa's of the world,
right,
aren't solid kids. But why are you leaving that 50-mile radius? Why are you leaving that state of Miami, Dade County, Broward County, West Palm Beach County? There's no reason to do that. So the talent level that Butch has brought in, it goes without saying that he's managed to just, you know, increase the talent level twofold. And one of the best stories I think that I heard was from a parent of a kid who said that, you know, my son isn't necessarily old enough to remember Butch Davis from the Miami days.
Sure.
But I'm old enough to remember Butch Davis from the Miami days, and I can tell my son, hey, that's the guy right there you want to play for, because they can relay that legacy of him and Butch's, just his impact in South Florida and in his ability to recruit. So I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, they have talented kids in Jacksonville who have made plays, guys like Dallas Connell, you know, a couple other handful of guys. But why are you leaving Dade County? Why are you leaving Broward County? It's academic.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric Henry joining us, Conference USA analyst. Now, what is your podcast once a week on SB Nation?
You got it. It's the SB Nation Underdog Dynasty Conference USA podcast, where my host and I, we just preview all things Conference USA. And obviously, by virtue of covering FIU, there may be a little bit of an FIU heavy lean there, but that's our podcast.
And also, Eric, you take a look at kids that, you know, you look at the roster and a Sterling Palmer. See, there's where a Butch Davis coming in, where he knew about him. He knew somebody who knew him. And this kid, I would say right now, he's as good a tight end as we have in the state. I mean, he's a big-time kid. It's only going to get bigger and bigger. He's, what, 6'6", 6'7"? He catches like a receiver. He's learning how to block. Talk about him. I mean, this is a kid that could be a potential first-round draft pick someday.
Blue, can you believe that this kid was only a two-star prospect coming out of high school?
No.
I mean, he was virtually he was a virtual unknown, exactly. And then he comes into camp last year where the tight end position was held down by Farrell McKeever, who I believe is still with the Pittsburgh Steelers, might still be on their roster. But they had a virtual unknown. They weren't sure who was going to come in. They had a kid out of Tallahassee, David O'Mara,
right,
as well as Ivan Thomas as well. So they have some talented tight ends, but Sterling just really held down that position from day one. And when you see him in person, Blue, I mean, like you mentioned, 6'6", 240 pounds, he gives James Morgan and that FIU offense just a target in the middle of the field. He's going to be a stud. He does remind you of those tight end groups who Butch had in Miami when you're talking about the Jeremy Shockeys and the Bubba Franks and that, you know, that look. So he's definitely a nice prospect, without a question.
Before we let you go, give us a little what's your thought on FIU, FAU? How do they finish in the Conference USA?
Simple as this. I think Conference USA East is a two-team race. It's going to come down to Marshall and FIU. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to FAU. They just have to get their quarterback situation straightened out. And when you lose a player the caliber of Devin Singletary, you know, you're going to take a step back. I think FIU wins the division. I think Marshall comes in second, and then the Owls come in third.
Good stuff. Eric, I appreciate you joining us. You came it strong, and you have a lot of information. If people want to follow you, how can they do that?
You can find my work at underdogdynasty.com, and you can also find me on Twitter at EricCHenry_. And really quick, I just want to tell a really quick story. I actually met you in person at the FIU-UM game, and I just want to say thanks. You couldn't have been any nicer to myself and other FIU writer, David Drucker. You know, your institution in South Florida, and for you to be as gracious as you were sitting next to, you know, two kids in this industry and in the press box, just want to say thanks for all your hospitality and really appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Eric. Eric Henry, I appreciate him coming on with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.